just want to talk about misinformation. And I've fought a couple of battles against misinformation over the years, but crucial misinformation. And basically, you can see here, we've got a Capilano Organic Pure Australian Honey. And it says Australian Certified Organic at the front. Now, I doubt it's organic, but how could I prove that? But now on the back, you know, I hope you can zoom in here. It says, our preference is to use Australian honey, but in times of drought, we might get quality international honey. That means this honey could come from anywhere, not Australia. When I brought that up to the public, I got sued for defamation and had to go to court for bloody 6 years. Now they're bringing in another misinformation bill, and I feel like we're about to be the target. We're fighting a huge poisoning program in Queensland. They're doing it with helicopters and drones. It's going to kill not only our honeybees, it's going to kill our 2,000 native bees. And what they've done recently, because we're getting quite a bit of momentum with this campaign, they've actually changed the definition of what poison is. And they're actually trying to claim that they're not dropping poison, they're dropping a hormone regulator. You know, that hormone regulator is basically overloading ants with estrogen that makes them infertile. So, not like contact poisons, we're going to see, it'll be like the silent spring. We will see our indigenous bees just disappear. So, misinformation, how about attacking the corporations for misinformation? How about putting things like glyphosate on the back of, our, cereals and telling people the truth? Because this misinformation bill stinks.